This is Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and health questions that matter to you. I'm Mick Lee, and today we have Dr. Papianis, endocrinologist at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mick, for having me.
Today, I'd like to talk about thyroid conditions. About 20 million people in the U.S. have some type of thyroid condition. Before we get into it, what is the role of your thyroid?
So the thyroid is the internal clock of the human body. It regulates how fast or how slow of the metabolic processes work. So it regulates how fast or how slow the human body works.
And what are the two main types of thyroid disease? Can you give us the symptoms of each as well?
The most common thyroid disease is hypothyroidism, or failure of the thyroid gland to work properly. That can affect up to 5% of the population. So usually, because of a variety of reasons, the thyroid does not work very well and is not able to keep up with the demands of the human body. And essentially, everything slows down. So people experience some fatigue, some cold intolerance. They notice swelling, weight gain, constipation, muscle aches, joint aches, dry skin, and hair loss. So these symptoms can be very tricky and can be confused for a lot of other things, or aging in general. So sometimes it's really hard to exactly be sure what is a thyroid problem and what's something else. And this is why it's important to actually get checked when you have unexplained symptoms like that, because if it is thyroid disease, it can be treated. Now, on the other hand, you can have hyperthyroidism, which is the opposite, where your thyroid levels are too high. This is less common. And the symptoms would be the opposite. You would be feeling too hot instead of too cold. You would be losing weight. You would have diarrhea instead of constipation. Increased sweating, a little bit of tremors, a little bit of shaking, kind of the equivalent of what you experience if you have way too much coffee. The difference is that hyperthyroidism is a little bit faster progressing. It will cause a lot more dramatic symptoms and a lot faster. And it's also, because of that, it's more important to treat it early. Again, it's the opposite of hypothyroidism. You may need to treat it for a short period of time. Sometimes it goes away by itself. Sometimes it persists, and you may have to stay on the medication forever or do something else with it. It would be what I would call the flip side of the same coin. So it's the same disease process, but it can present with two different presentations, hypo or hyper, and they're pretty different.
And yeah, so there's a lot of different symptoms there that could be anything. So if you're concerned, you see a doctor, how is it diagnosed?
So usually we start with a simple blood test. And depending on the results of the blood test, we may need more blood testing or even an ultrasound. Most of the time, a simple blood test is enough to give us the answer.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We're chatting with Dr. Papianis, endocrinologist at Northwestern Medicine. And today's discussion is thyroid conditions. Doctor, how do you treat either of these thyroid diseases that we're discussing?
So we have human thyroid hormone. So essentially, we replace the actual thyroid hormone that our body does not make anymore. So this would be one or more pills a day.
So is medication really the only option, or can you do things to focus on your health, like eating better or exercising?
So it depends. If it's something that's really early in the process, some diet changes may be of help. But if the thyroid levels are low enough to actually require a prescription, usually by that time, a recovering thyroid function through diet or exercise is not usually enough. So if something is early in the process, it can be helped without needing to take medication. If the process is too far gone, then we have to treat it with a medication.
So if you're ignoring symptoms, if you're not going to the doctor to get diagnosed, what are the risk factors for thyroid disease?
Untreated hypothyroidism can create a lot of problems for the human body. It can decrease the ability of the human body to fight stress. If there is an infection, for example, cause the cholesterol to be high, can cause the bones to be more brittle. So in general, it's not a directly lethal disease, if you will. It will not kill you tomorrow, but it puts a lot of stress on your body. So this is something that needs to be treated.
Such important information. If you're ever experiencing symptoms of that, of a thyroid condition, see a doctor as soon as you can. And our friends at Northwestern Medicine are here to help. Dr. Papianis, endocrinologist at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for giving us all this information today. And thank you for keeping Chicagoland healthy.
Thank you.